Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Everybody, this is Amanda
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 65.
Yep, I think so.
Oh snap, look at me knowing things, stuffing things.
Yo,
get out of town. I'm fact checking myself. It is 65. Oh my god. So today we're going to talk about fucking GCW Paranoid.
Yeah, it was a fun Saturday night. A weird Saturday night, but a fun Saturday night.
A weird, but definitely fun Saturday night, for sure. The vibe was just, like, off.
Slightly. It was, yeah, like, we... So, when we normally go to GCW, we're always late, first of all. Without fail, we're always late. But on top of that, like, the parking lot's usually full.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually like a line of people to get in still.
And oh wait, like, before even that, the 7-Eleven that you went to didn't have
yeah, so we were already not off to a great start because they didn't have Amanda's freaking Bang energy drink. They had the one I wanted, which I've been looking for, just the stupid Sonic G Fuel, but I ended up getting like real sick the next day from it, because I kind of in a weird way had 1.5 energy drinks, and that's not good. Yeah. For anybody. Yeah, it was just like there was like,
oh, and we both have broken backs.
Oh yeah. So I went to help at the screen printing shop for a little bit in fucking like combat boots and didn't realize that would be a stupid choice. And if you've ever worked at a screen printing shop, there's a lot of like bending and moving and doing things. So I wrecked my back right before we were about to go. And then I decided to stand for like, what was it? 3-4 hours at wrestling. So
I think, yeah, it was interesting. I feel like I smelled like menthol because I had so many of those Salon Pos patches on me.
Yeah, it was just a weird time. It wasn't a bad time, just a fucking weird time.
Just a weird time.
Definitely a fucking weird time. Yeah, so we get in there and like there's just like not as many people as there usually is, because normally that place is kind of packed in like little sardines. And we get to our like a normal spot, and from the jump there's like people behind us that are fucking annoying.
Oh my god.
Like,
these boys behind us.
I don't know what it was. If like, I don't know. I don't want to like sound like a, I don't want to be that girl, but like part of it was like, did who let you out of the house for the night? Because everyone was acting like a fucking mess, basically.
Everybody got off restriction and decided to go to GCW and just act like buttholes. And because we were late, we walk into Joey Janela fighting Gringo Loco. Like, it's already started. It's already gnarly.
Yeah.
And within like 5 minutes, Janela pulls a fucking door out. And I was like, all right, we're kicking it off hard.
Yeah, but that match was, it was really fun though. Like, I like watching Gringo Loco a lot. He's become one of my favorites over time, going to like GCW shows. I don't think just watching him on TV or like on pay-per-views or whatever, I would have liked him as much as seeing him in person.
I fully agree with that statement. Yes. He's a real
fun guy to watch live. That man can fly.
Dude, yes. It's fucking crazy. So he's fun. That was a fun match. I think after that, everyone kind of like settled a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because the annoying dudes from behind us kind of were like, what I told Amanda is like, there's a line from Step Bros that I always say, which is like, I remember my first beer. But they were just like, we're going back to our other spot. And I'm just like, okay, fucking go. Like, go on, pal.
Don't need an announcement.
It was like they wanted all eyes on them. And I'm like, you're not at a wrestling thing, buds. Like, he's out. So they left and that was really happy.
Yeah. And then the rest of the crowd was pretty good. Yeah. Where we
For the most part.
I also saw like the cutest fucking family with these two babies. They're not babies. They were like 5 or 6 or something, but these kids were having legit the time of their life.
Dude. Yeah. Even like, so something kind of happens later. And even through that, they're just like, fuck yeah. Like these little kids.
They're little babies.
So happy.
So big.
They brought signs, which is adorable.
Which we've decided that we want to bring signs.
There was a lot of signs there for LAGCW, which, because there never really is.
It was nice. It was nice seeing all the signs. I kind of enjoyed it. I don't know what my sign would say.
I don't know either. I was trying to think about that. I'm like, what would my sign say?
Mine would be something inappropriate, I'm sure.
Probably, depending on who's there that night.
Yeah, depending on who's there.
So the next match was the GCW Extreme title match, which is the belt that AJ Gray has.
Yes.
And this was supposed to be him versus Swerve.
That's right.
But then Swerve got taken off. I'm guessing due to his signing with AEW, which I was really upset about because I really wanted to see Swerve. But you know what? Kevin Blackwood, I'll watch Kevin Blackwood. I do like Kevin Blackwood. Amanda, not so much from the face that she's making at me right now.
Just, I don't know, like, it doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. Like, he's a good wrestler. It's not like he's a bad wrestler. It's not doing anything for, like, his wrestling doesn't do anything for me. Him doesn't do anything for me.
Doesn't.
I don't know, like, he's cool beans, but that's about as far as it goes for me.
Okay. He's not everyone's style. That's understandable. There was some fucking, you know what this was tonight, or this show? Fucking chops night. Chop salads all around.
Fucking yes.
There was so many chops and hard chops.
Oh my god, AJ Gray almost broke Blackwood in half.
I couldn't believe it. Like, the sound coming off that man's chest. Oh my god.
It was rough.
So rough. AJ ended up keeping his belt, but like I thought it was I liked that match. I thought it was really good. It was still pretty fun. I'm trying to go back and remember. My brain is so broken right now too, because I don't feel good still. What else happened during that? Oh, so there was this kid by us who, like,
oh my god, are we
this
talking
is
about-
when it started
talking about SpongeBob,
this kid, this boy, wearing SpongeBob shoes, SpongeBob socks.
He was legit head to toe SpongeBob.
I don't know, this poor boy, he like just, I said something kind of inappropriate and I take it back, but like, he just was like, this man was after these underdogs and it was very kind of sweet, but he wanted Kevin Blackwood to win, and he had his little heart set on it and he was screaming it. But it was really cute because I think like you could tell at one point, Kevin like acknowledged him. He's like, oh, should I do another one? Let's do another one. I was like, that's so cute. Get him. Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm wearing the goddamn acknowledge me shirt the next time we go to GCW.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I promise I won't.
It was cute. It was cute and then it got annoying.
This also might be when we discovered that the Ukrainian Cultural Center has French fries.
Was it this at this point or was it after?
Maybe it was after.
I thought it was during intermission.
Is that when? All I know is the Ukrainian Culture Center not only has tacos, but they have French fries as well.
Yeah, they have like actual food.
And if you haven't guessed, I was obviously hungry.
Yeah.
Yes. Next up.
This is the other match I was really waiting for, which was fucking Chris Bay.
Bro.
Chris Bay versus Jack Cartwheel. Oh my god.
It was
fucking Jack Cartwheel though, like.
Okay, so
okay.
Jack Cartwheel. We've seen this man like what, 3-4 times now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like, I wanna say that the gimmick is bad and that it's not working, but like it's totally great and it's totally working.
Every time too, it's just like every time. Yeah, like he does this thing where he tries to get the person to do a cartwheel,
yes,
with him, or like at the start, and he kind of tricks Chris Bay into doing a cartwheel. Is really cute. Yes. Again, the chops were insane. I love Chris Bay so much. And right, if you don't know, I mean, if you're listening to this, you probably do, but he's Jay White's like tag partner right now, and he's in Bullet Club and all that. So I was very excited to see Chris Bay.
It was fantastic seeing Chris Bay. That was so much fun.
Bay so much. Is Bay, as they say.
Bay is Bay.
Who's yeah. House?
He's house.
Bay's house.
There was a lot of cartwheels, obviously.
So many cartwheels.
But not even just from Jack Cartwheel, but like Bay was giving us cartwheels too.
Yeah, lots of hopping and skipping around from Chris Bay as well.
And these boys got fucking nuts for a second.
Oh, absolutely.
Bay was mad.
He was big mad.
Like he fucking like threw/pushed Cartwheel into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did a bunch of beating the shit out of each other in the crowd.
Which is also always a good time.
Our favorite girlfriend who we do. Okay. So let me tell you how much I love this woman. I do not know her name. I have never spoken to her, but she is at every fucking wrestling event and you can hear her a mile away.
And she is probably all of like maybe 5 foot.
Oh yeah. And she weighs like 90 pounds. But
yeah.
She is
the tiniest thing. Sounds like a fucking megaphone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every time. Without
just screaming her little head off. And I was telling Amanda when I was watching the collective over the past weekend or whatever, I saw her in the crowd at the fucking collective and I'm like, of course I did. Of course she was there.
Of course.
Because
why wouldn't she be?
Yeah. Now I'm wondering, does she just go to every single GCW show?
I'm going to talk to her next time. I don't know how, or let me tell you guys, you're not the only ones that have issues talking to women. Like, I don't know how to talk to women either. And I'm not even trying to sleep with them. I just want to be their friends.
Yeah.
But like, I want to go up to her and be like, I've seen you at so many wrestling events and I love you.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a bit weird.
Yeah. She always has someone with her too, which is good. No, have someone with you, but like,
yeah.
I don't know who this person is. Yeah. Chris Bay, fucking fantastic. He wins. Of course he does.
Of course. No offense, Jack Cartwheel.
No offense, Jack Cartwheel. You're also amazing. And I, for some reason, am becoming a Jack Cartwheel fan. I've been trying to put it off and put it off, but I did a lot of realizing this show, and the next one is a big one for me. So
okay, Chris Bay wins, obviously. Yeah. Now we're Jack Cartwheel fans also.
The scramble. Next.
The fucking scramble. I didn't even know this was a thing until they said it. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. And then I didn't know who was in it. There were a lot of people I didn't recognize on this one.
Yeah, there was new faces for us. Definitely.
Somebody's called Meatwad, which I thought was
Meatwad. We're gonna get our asses kicked for that one. That man was scary. Huh?
That's what they were chanting.
That's not apparently what they were chanting. If someone could tell me what they were fucking chanting, because it did sound like Meatwad.
It was meat something, that's for sure.
Apparently they were chanting B-boy. It did not sound like B-boy.
No, the fuck they were not.
Meat boy? Were they chanting meat boy?
They definitely were not chanting B-boy, I'll tell you that much. But I also have a very severe problem with hearing what they're chanting, so maybe I'm not a great judge of that.
Yeah. The only people that I knew in this match were Dark Sheik, Jimmy Lloyd, and Jordan Oliver.
And now you're a Jordan Oliver fan too.
Now I love the baby. I keep calling him the baby because he's just like, what, like 20 something. And I just think that people underestimate him. He had a great match the next night too in San Francisco. Did you see that, what he did to Jack Cartwheel?
God damn it. I was like, dude, I'm not a huge Jordan Oliver fan. He did all right in the scramble for sure. But then like, this son of a bitch the next night pulls that. And I was like, fuck. Yeah. I think I like Jordan Oliver now. Yeah. Damn it.
He's so underrated. And so he's so good. Next time I'm going to buy a t-shirt.
It was weird. And we did not talk to anyone while we were there.
No, we didn't. We just were sad, sick girls this time. I don't know who Lucas Riley was, and I don't know who Damian Drake was. I think Lucas Riley was the guy who came out to Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes. I was instantly upset about it too. And I like Machine Gun Kelly, which is terrible.
Amanda was mad.
But I was like, this is not what you come out to for wrestling. You don't come out to fucking Machine Gun Kelly. Come on, guys.
You keep that a secret.
Well, and like, he had hot pink pants on too, and I was like, bro, stop.
Yeah, he was just a character altogether. Sheik did really good this scramble.
Sheik stepped up for the scramble.
Sheik fucking did her shit.
I was excited for this one. She did some like rad fucking off the rope shit too, which not to say that she doesn't always, but in the past it has been a little bumpy, we'll say. Yeah. But she was very smooth this round. It was nice. And she did rad shit like off of Jimmy for sure, but I think she got Jordan too, right?
Yeah. It's just I was just like, she did rad shit off of Jimmy.
If you were there, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, she straight up jumped off that man. That boy.
Thank you. She did rad shit.
Yeah. No. And then, yeah, she won, which she should have always win. But
absolutely. Absolutely. Then we start getting into the heavy hitting shit.
Yeah, the rest of the card is just perfect. So, and I'm gonna go off like I always do because
oh shit, let's hear it.
Do you have a fucking problem with Bussy being the tag champs? I'm going to say, please stop listening to us because you obviously don't get it.
If you're listening to us and you're mad they're champs, then we have nothing in common.
Yeah, then you don't watch the product. You don't understand.
Because they're hot fire.
It makes more sense them being tag champs than the fucking Briscoes.
God, I really just don't.
I don't like the Briscoes either. And that's not even like, I'm not even saying that just to say that, like, the Briscoes are fine. The Briscoes are a tag team that's been around forever and they're, you know, they do their thing. They had a good match with FTR. Whatever. They don't need the belts to be in GCW. That's all. Then
that's all. We also got the best line I think I've ever heard screamed at GCW.
Oh God, that's right.
And I fucking tweeted it and got absolutely no response. Nobody was having it, but it was fucking hilarious in the moment.
I think Mark Briscoe has dreads.
One of the Briscoes has dreads, and Allie was in the ring fighting, and some fucking dork behind us screams out, "Rip off of one of his dreads and use it as a tampon."
so fucking weird of you, like, weird of that dude to think of that in the moment, but also like, way to go, bud.
I just don't ever want to hear anything about what I scream at wrestling events because of like that is, I will never reach that level of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
And it was in a quiet moment. Like, he had the perfect fucking timing when he said that, because it was fucking quiet. And I'll tell you, everyone heard it.
I just saw you go down and then I like turn around and it was like, we're both just laughing. Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Effie got busted open first, I think, too.
I was just gonna say there was blood, there was butts,
there was blood and butts and everything I could have wanted.
Effie didn't kiss anybody though.
Well, I think the Briscoes have a line that they don't want to cross.
I guess although Effie did fucking like butt slam one of the Briscoes and then start grinding on him. So at least we got that.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I don't think they were into.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Effie and Allie started strong for sure, and then slowly but surely fucking Briscoes took over with fucking chairs and doors.
Right. Yeah. I feel like they were being too delicate with Allie too.
Allie can take it.
Well, yeah.
She can take it. So stop it with that whole like, I'm gonna break you if I hurt you. You're not. She's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like they weren't like chopping her and they weren't like, I don't fucking know.
It was dumb. Towards the end, they started to get a little bit more violent and it just seemed like it's because they were frustrated. She kept getting back up.
Oh my God. And Amanda has the best fucking clip of Allie just fucking flipping both of them off.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a beautiful moment. Bussy wins.
Hold on.
What
are we not going to talk about? Justice and Mance.
Oh fuck, I forgot
with Glory, because they weren't even okay. So Justice and Mance weren't on the card at all, so I figured they weren't going to be there at all. And then it looks like Bussy's gonna fucking take some more chairs to the face and be done, and fucking Justice runs out in a crop top
and jeans.
Give me men in crop tops, please.
Even I turned to Amanda and I was like,
right. I got confirmation that Justice is hot. Thank you. And then Mance, I love that Mance just runs around everywhere in cowboy boots.
I think it's kind of hot.
It's fucking redonkulous is what it is. But yeah, so they came out, they scooped up some chairs, they smack the shit out of the Briscoes, and then they disappear. Like Homer seems going to the bushes.
I forgot that Jay Briscoe smacked the ref and knocked him out.
Oh, fuck. I forgot the ref got hit.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like there was another ref that got hit later?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Maybe it was just this one. And everybody was counting. We counted like 10. And then there were a couple people that kept counting.
It's okay, guys. We don't have to keep counting.
You're like, we're going to be okay. It's fine. But yeah. And then Bessie got it.
Fuck yeah, they did.
And let's be honest, the belts match Allie's current gear. So
yeah.
Fuck it. She was supposed to be champ.
Exactly.
I don't care what anybody says. Bessie forever.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh my god. Okay, so next was Masha Slamovich
and
Dirty Daddy Chris Dickinson. Oh my god. Okay, so Masha came out, and like I've watched Masha a few times, just like on the collective and in a couple other matches. So she came out, had her whole entrance and everything. Chris came out, didn't even make it to like our side, and she fucking jumped on him and was like, do you want to fight, and like jumped on him, and it was insane the whole time.
And he was not gentle.
no, if the Briscoes were gentle with Allie, like they were fucking like playing with a kitten with Allie. Chris Dickinson was throwing her around
across the ring, dude.
Just like full on, like choke slamming her and throwing her, and just like no mercy whatsoever.
He's fucking back with a vengeance. I am so stoked this dude is back.
Yeah.
I saw him last summer, and then I don't think he was there during December when we went.
He showed up just to talk or something.
Yeah, but he got injured, so he was out for
a while.
So I'm stoked this dude is back. He's a monster.
He gets so sweaty.
that's part of the reason I like him.
He gets so like sweaty.
Hell, you're fucking working.
Yeah. This was like I don't even, there's no words, like it was just fucking insane.
Well, and Masha's fucking nuts, dude.
Masha's fucking nuts.
Like she just kind of fucking jumped on him a bunch.
She was just trying to like choke him out with her legs, and which is something I strive to do someday.
Choke somebody with your legs.
Yeah.
Let's start practicing.
I know, I gotta get on it. I really gotta. Yeah. It was just so hard hitting, nonstop. There's a lot of good sportsmanship in this, on this card too. A lot of like handshaking and.
Well, and then like you're winning and your arm's up, but then you go get the other guy that lost and put their arm up. Like
lots of hugging at the end of matches too.
No kissing, but
a couple forehead touching though.
There was some forehead touching. I appreciated that there were multiple people in the crowd yelling kiss, not just us.
Yeah. My instant reaction is always to turn to Amanda and say, okay, now kiss. And then thankfully more people are catching on. I don't have a lot to say about this just because it was just, what can you say? It was just like,
not one video because I was just watching the whole fucking time.
That was the other thing. It was fucking silent.
Oh yeah.
It was
not in a bad way though.
No, not in a bad way. In like the way that it gets at like Japanese wrestling matches where it's just like it's just fucking silent because everyone is watching and you're everyone just like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so good. Oh, I'm so happy Dirty Daddy's back. So fucking happy.
Me too. It's so fun to watch him.
I agree. He's a fucking great wrestler. Also, his wrestling boots are sick as fuck because they are white with blood on them.
Yeah, and he's just like big man, tiny shorts.
And I love that he just has the longest fucking drawstring. Like,
yeah. They call those dick strings.
Like, do I even want to know all of it?
No, they're just called dick strings. It's because it's from their tiny underwear inside.
Oh, I'm sure that's what it's from, but tuck them in or something. I don't know.
Tuck in the dick strings, guys. Don't forget.
But he's never tucked his in.
No, his are always out.
Yeah, like every matches I've seen live and then matches that I've watched like clips of, he's always had his out, which I just feel like that's a fucking hazard.
Yeah, you can pull on them.
Yeah, I was gonna say I would just pull on them and like wrap you up in them or something. They're so fucking long.
Anyway, Chris Dickinson won.
He sure as fuck did.
And then he shook her hand and hugged her or something. It was kind of sweet.
It was very sweet. It was odd though that for some reason during this show, GCW was playing like whoever won, they would play their music, and then after a minute they would switch and start playing the loser's music.
Okay, it was fine.
Odd, but I was like, all right, whatever, you know, more music, that's fine.
I was super excited for this one. Just for ACH. I fucking love ACH. You can't get me to not love ACH. I don't care. Bad guy, good guy. I fucking love ACH.
He seemed very angry.
He was pissed from the jump.
And then I don't know who said what in the fucking crowd, but holy shit, did he have your number the whole rest of the night?
Yeah, that dude, someone said something to that man and he would not let it go.
No, he was pissed off. So it was ACH versus Nick Wayne.
Yeah, which also one of our favorite lines of the night.
He's just a boy.
He's just a boy.
Whoever shouted that at the perfect quiet moment was so fucking great. Because oh, Nick was like, what, 16?
Yeah.
God, just Nick Wayne, if I can impart any knowledge on to you, please stop wearing a puka shell necklace.
Yeah,
just stop doing it, please. It's
he loves it. He just loves it so much.
Like, bro, I can't with the fucking puka shell like, I want to take him seriously. He's a great fucking wrestler, but it's like, dude, stop.
You want to know what makes me want to vomit? The fact that he was born in like the mid-2000s.
Oh, gross. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. He's fucking 16, but Jesus, like, I'm old. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Like, I'm old enough to be Nick Wayne's mom.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. We're all old enough to be Nick Wayne's mom.
We're all old enough.
Yeah. God. Yeah, what year is it?
2022.
Boy was born the year we graduated high school.
Oh my God. That's right. Well, good for him. He's doing great things. He's an awesome wrestler so far. I can't wait to see where it goes for him.
He already has his fucking
AEW contract.
Yeah,
right?
He already has his AEW contract. He's just a 318.
Start till he's 18.
It's got two more years.
Keep going indie till then, bud.
That's
fucking hilarious.
Nick Wayne is like so high flying too. So this was a good match. They were very evenly matched. God, I love ACH. I know the whole crowd is over on fucking Nick Wayne. Everyone loves Nick Wayne. Oh, I felt in the minority like yelling ACH. I think I was like one of like seven people, like, yay, ACH, like, let's fucking go. But I'll do it every single time.
I was completely silent for this one because I don't know who ACH is, and Nick Wayne is so young, I just feel like it's inappropriate for me to say or think anything about that child.
We've seen ACH before.
We have?
Yeah.
Why don't I remember? Did him he fight?
Versus, yeah, him versus AJ.
Okay, well, I must not be a fan then. Sorry.
Oh, anyway, I love him.
I did appreciate his level of anger, though.
Because oh, my God. Yes. The salt is good.
And he was slapping the shit out of Nick Wayne.
Holy fuck. If I thought AJ's fucking chops to Kevin Blackwood was bad, ACH to Nick Wayne, he was trying to murder that child.
He was pissed. That I want to know who said what in the crowd. If yeah. you were... W and you're the one who said something to piss off ACH, I want to know what you said.
Actually, so I made a friend. Ooh. And she was over on that side, so maybe I'll ask her.
Right. Oh yeah, I actually got to meet internet friends in real life.
Yay! Yeah, Twitter friends in real life. So Nick Wayne got thrown through the crowd too, and he hit one of the babies.
Oh shit, is that what happened?
Yeah, so one of the chairs like kind of slammed and got scooted, and one of the babies was like in the line of the chairs, and like their parent didn't pull them up quick enough. But she was like fucking loving it.
That little girl was so stoked to be at wrestling. Like the yeah. boy was having a blast, but that little girl's eyes were huge the entire night. And then yeah. she got to meet everybody. It was fucking adorable.
Yeah. People were signing her little signs and stuff. It was so cute. Anyway, fuck yeah, ACH. He won. I'm happy.
Yeah, he did. And then the fucking main event.
The reason I wanted to go to the show.
I still can't believe we got to see this dude's match. Like,
yeah.
He's going to stop wrestling eventually, but I can say that I've seen. I'm going to say his fucking first name wrong, so save me, and you say it instead, because I know you know how to say it.
Minoru Suzuki.
Thank you, Minoru Suzuki, against Blake Christian, a.k.a.
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart.
We mean that with the most amount of respect. It's just anytime they start with the all-heart chants, in that room, it fucking sounds like they're saying Paul Blart.
100%. I hate that is all I hear now, but legitimately, as soon as the all heart chants start, that's mm-hmm. the only fucking thing I hear.
Paul Blart.
So that's what I fucking scream, and nobody seems to have noticed because nobody has yelled at me about it. So
no. So we're going to keep saying Paul Blart.
Mall 100%. Mall Cop. I'm just going to start screaming Mall Cop in between everybody's all heart shit.
Sounds good. I was so fucking stoked to see Suzuki. I can't believe, again, we saw fucking Minoru Suzuki. Murder Grandpa. Fucking legendary.
This dude's in his 50s. He doesn't yeah. have an ounce of body fat on his body. Like, he is still as tight as fucking ever. Oh my God. And his fucking attitude. What a little fucking spit fuck he is.
Yeah. He is. Oh my God. He just like. I don't.
Like, he knows he's the shit. Is
he knows he has everything he needs. He knows, like, again, the chops were fucking insane, but that's what he is. They're like submission after submission after submission. He was like ripping apart poor Blake Christian's hand.
Fuck, man. He had Blake Christian in such gnarly holds.
It was I'm gonna send Amanda the video to post, but I have this one video that I took that I fucking love, and it's just both of them like trading punches back and forth, and then he goes and knocks out Blake Christian, but he just looks at his elbow and smiles, and I'm just like,
yeah. I think my favorite part, I got the video of when Suzuki was hanging over the ropes, but had Blake Christian in like a fucking arm bar or some shit. Mm-hmm. Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, this dude is insane. Get off the fucking rope.
Yeah, no. Hanging, yeah, fully upside down.
Fully upside down with Blake Christian in an arm bar.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
He's so crazy, but I love him so much.
I am excited we got to see that haircut in person.
Yeah, it's just, you know, amazing. Amazingly just fucking off the wall and crazy.
That hairstyle is fucking something, bud.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I don't know what to say.
Like, I fucking don't know what to say. It's Minoru Suzuki. Like, what can you say? He's a goddamn legend.
Bro, we got to hear the fucking entrance music. He came out all fucking with his hood on, just gangster as fuck.
Yeah.
Gets into the ring. And then he gets on the mic afterwards. And I was like, what the fuck? What the hell is he even going to say?
Yeah.
Like, and according to Suzuki, he'll be back, LA.
Yeah. And then it says, fuck you to Blake Christian.
Which is. Like, Blake Christian's such, like, a fucking good boy. And
I know.
Fuck you.
And then we get, like, Blake does start talking on the mic a little bit after. And he kind of was like, people are going to tell me I'm leveling up after this match. Like, just saying all this stuff. But what I took from it was he listed off all the people that he wanted to wrestle. I looked at the list after because someone had it on Twitter. He said he wanted to wrestle
Moxley.
Alex. He wanted to wrestle Alex.
Mm.
Shelly. He wanted to wrestle. I know he said Moxley last. But the main one that stuck out with me was fucking Gargano, which
did a fucking Gargano name drop.
And it was like, oh, you fucking just said Johnny Gargano? Johnny Gargano to GCW confirmed.
I'm sorry, are you speaking about free agent Johnny Gargano that does not have a home currently? Like,
is that what you said? But then you know, the big one was, he's like, and give me John fucking Moxley. And I was just like, can we go back to Gargano for just a second? Just 1 second. Can we go back to that?
So now we have to buy tickets to the May one.
Yeah.
It's also my birthday month, so like, of course.
Yeah. But that was fucking paranoid. And then we went home and ate Del Taco and
we didn't stay and talk to anybody.
No.
The only person we spoke to was your Twitter friend.
Yes. Dominique.
That's right. Everybody else could eat it at that point. We were tired and our backs hurt because we're fucking old women.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, I did briefly for a moment get spoken to by a man, and then I yelled at him for his timing.
Oh yeah, good on Amanda.
Bro, like, it's fine if listen, I'm not gonna fault you for wanting to hit on chicks. I won't even fault you for commenting on how chicks look the first time that you speak to them. Like, whatever, do you, shoot your shot, best of luck. Don't fucking hit on women when the match is going on. Like, dude, I missed the first 5 minutes of ACH versus fucking Nick Wayne because some dude wanted to know my name.
Yeah, don't fucking do that. Don't do that.
Like, there was a whole ass intermission. Mm-hmm. On top of that, there's plenty of time as they're making their entrances or between that when Emil's fucking ranting and saying what's up next. Like, multiple opportunities, not during the match.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that. I'm like, what an ass.
Don't fucking do it. I don't know. Just a suggestion. You don't have to take my word for it, but.
Seriously.
It's fucking annoying. So that's it.
That's GC Dubs, y'all.
Dubs. Paranoid. I can't wait to find out what they're going to call the May one.
I hope not another Kanye song. Good Kanye songs.
Why are we doing Kanye songs?
That's, I don't know.
Who's picking these fucking names?
No clue.
Let's get another fucking Blood on the Hills one, or Blood in the Hills. It's not even in the hills. whatever. Anyways, okay, that's it. I don't know what we're doing next week. It changes constantly.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise. That's fun for everyone.
It'll be a surprise for all of us. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod.
You can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
You can find us to listen to everywhere you're already listening to podcasts. And we have merch available at
How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling.bigcartel.com.
All right. Bend with your knees, not with your back. Bend with your knees, not with your back.
That's so funny.
Lift with your legs, and then you won't have a pinched nerve like my stupid ass does.
Yeah. Don't wear combat boots to work.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
We've learned our lessons.
Yeah.
All right. Stay hydrated. Check on your strong friends.
That's all. Bye. Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast. This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.